This is WLVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Bethlehem's Touchstone Theater is known for working directly with local residents on theatrical productions and other community-building projects, but adapting to the pandemic has been a major challenge. Now Touchstone has partnered with the Lehigh Valley Song Project on an outdoor community event Thursday night called Songs of Hope and Resistance. They will premiere an original music video with local musicians and feature some live performances in the theater's parking lot. WLVR's Jen Rehill spoke with Touchstone Artistic Director J.P. Jordan and General Manager Emma Ackerman about the event.
Tell me about Songs of Hope and Resistance. JP, what was the idea behind this event and the collaboration between Touchstone and the Lehigh Valley Song Project?
Sure. So a good friend of the theater's approached us back in April, and she was interested in putting together a song project based upon what she had saw happening out in Louisville. We started off as a COVID project, kind of quickly took on new meaning as we entered the George Floyd zeitgeist and all that that's followed with that, when we have this huge surge of interest in social justice issues, and the song became more directed in that direction. And so we were like, yeah, you know, if we're talking about social justice issues and giving voice to those that don't have it, then Touchstones, yeah, we're right on board with this. And this is exactly what we're trying to do 100% of the time. So that's how the project started.
Emma, you play the flute on the song and appear in the music video. Can you tell us more about how that worked?
Sure. So Michael Duck, who's sort of directing the project, he wrote the song. It's called Lehigh Valley Be Free. And he wrote it like crazy fast. He got a demo track together very, very quickly. And then that was something that he could send around to everyone who was performing, whether it was vocals or keys or drums or whatever. He could send that track around and say like, okay, just have headphones in and play along with it and send in a couple takes. I think that sort of ethos of the project, where it's about like how can we create together when we're apart, very much resonates with this and with the other local or national projects that have sprung up in the last several months like this, where it's like, okay, sing to this rehearsal track in your house and we'll make it into a choir that spans the entire globe.
JP, how does this event fit in with Touchstone's other work? And what's it been like to pivot during the pandemic?
Well, I think Touchstone is in a unique position due to its history and the work that Touchstone has always done to respond to what's going on right now in the world. And so Touchstone really has three kind of major branches of what it does. We do education work in the K-12 classrooms, as well as teach a graduate school program through Moravian College. And then a huge section of what we do is this applied theater work, community-based work, where we're looking for issues that are happening in the community. And then the third part is just general artistic creation through the devising process of what the Touchstone Ensemble does. But Touchstone started as a street theater company, and so we've always been thinking outside of the box in a lot of ways.
Emma, what was it like doing the recording and seeing it all come together?
I think it's like this build in excitement and this build in being able to see and hear what this could be. And to see so many different faces and so many different talents and also just different musical genres. It's a like weird, funky, fun sort of sound because we've got, you know, all sorts of musicians. So I think that it definitely like, you know, the fact that we're creating alone or more alone than we would under normal circumstances certainly is still there. But I think being able to see what we can do, even if we're feeling alone, I think that will be pretty resonant.
So for folks who are planning to come out to the live event or tune in online, what can people expect to see and experience?
What we're going to do is indeed debut the new music video that's being put together as the highlight of the evening. But leading up to that, we have musicians that took part in the producing of this thing that are going to get up and do a sets of music. And we'll have tables set up safely in the parking lot down below. And Molly's Irish Pub will have a grill set up and a bar is set up, and then they'll sit there and we're going to listen to some music together. And this idea of the songs of hope and resistance, that was the prompt that we gave to each of the musicians. And so each musician's going to come in with their own take on that.
We're also, we're going to be joined that evening by guests from Basement Poetry. We've also got Lehigh Valley Stands Up will be joining us for the evening. They'll have a table set up for helping folks get registered to vote and help people get educated about voting. So we'll be joined by them as well.
That was Emma Ackerman and J.P. Jordan of Touchstone Theater speaking with WLVR's Jen Rehill about Songs of Hope and Resistance, a live community music event taking place Thursday night in Bethlehem. This is WLVR News.